The enormity of projects like the Market Street redesign means that change can sweep a city very slowly. But back in the early 1900s, San Francisco was still an evolving place, and major changes in demographics or architecture could happen almost overnight. Take the Pacific Heights neighborhood. Today, it's known for its old Victorian mansions and for housing the city's elite. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, oil entrepreneur Gordon Getty, Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, and author Danielle Steele all call this neighborhood home. But it wasn't until after the 1906 earthquake that the people with the big bucks started to move in, after their Nob Hill homes burned down in the fires following the quake. They came to Pacific Heights in search of a quiet haven, a place where they could get away from the hustle and bustle of downtown's high-rise buildings. But in the 1960s, those high-rises started appearing in Pacific Heights. Residents started to mobilize around preserving the character of their neighborhood. KALW's Fatima Duran has more on what that character is in this segment of Meet Your Neighbors.
I like my neighbors.
The first day I went to Pacific Heights, I expected to be surrounded by fancy mansions, flower gardens, and expensive boutiques. They weren't difficult to find, but sitting at Lafayette Park during my first visit, I was surprised to see eight-story apartment buildings nestled in the middle of gold-trimmed Victorian houses. That's when I began to investigate what was behind that juxtaposition and what it meant in a neighborhood with a history of fighting upzoning to preserve their quiet residential character.
Hi, I'm Greg Scott. I'm the president of Pacific Heights Residents Association, and we're in my offices in the Embarcadero Center.
Pac Heights residents created the association 40 years ago, shortly after the city experienced a boom in high-rise construction.
Now America is a land of mighty cities, and much of our space has been transformed into urban density. We see this on the East Coast in a city like Boston. And we see the same density on the West Coast in a city like San Francisco.
Practically all this American is sound from a promotional video produced in the 1950s by the Chamber of Commerce of the United States. It advocates the need to tear down and rebuild old houses with the purpose of creating denser neighborhoods.
Obsolescence runs through all types of property, including some of our finest mansion homes. These, too, will bow to demolition, and as they pass from the American scene, strategic land will be cleared for new use.
Because the city was planning to change the zoning.
Again, Pac Heights Residents Association President Greg Scott.
Which would have made that entire area have, 100-foot-plus buildings, which would have meant that many of the single-family homes and even some of the smaller apartment buildings would have been demolished to build these much higher buildings, and that whole area would have become like Manhattan.
But that didn't happen, in part because of neighborhood activism. Today, developers can't build structures more than 40 feet tall in residential areas of Pac Heights, unless they have a permit from the San Francisco Planning Department. And getting a permit is difficult. Developers must retain neighborhood character and make sure buildings will be accessible, in addition to other stipulations.
I hate to say it, it might come down to parking.
Richard Morgenstein is a photographer who lives in a three-story apartment building in Pac Heights. While his location is central to many of San Francisco's most popular neighborhoods,
people still do drive. This is still a driving city for a lot of people, and it's not necessary all the time, but because of the defunding, the constant, it seems, defunding of Muni, people are sometimes driving more than is ideal in a nice, dense city like this.
Morgenstein believes that urban density, tall apartment buildings, can have an isolating side effect.
I do think that the anonymity of larger buildings probably would discourage a certain amount of neighborliness. I do, but that's just the nature of cities.
Morgenstein says he doesn't talk all that much with the neighbors in his apartment complex, but other Pac Heights residents, even some in the tallest buildings, have had a different experience.
Our building is such a community.
Rena and David Caulfield moved to San Francisco 15 years ago from Colorado. Now, they're building managers and fire safety directors for their building on the corner of Washington and Laguna.
It's more like a small town in a way, without people being involved with each other to the point where everybody gets to know everybody intimately. But everybody is extremely nice, and I think that kind of says a lot for around the neighborhood.
It's kind of an international settlement.
Yeah, international
settlement. We have so many people from so many
countries.
Different countries.
The Caulfield's ivory-colored building is located on the downtown side of Pack Heights. It's one of several tall buildings surrounding Lafayette Park, where younger families mingle with older neighbors. If you squint, the area looks like a miniature Central Park.
Upscale, it's a little expensive. The rents are very high. It's very safe. Nice scenery, nice people around. But it's a little pricier than a lot of neighborhoods.
Because they're paying for location, residents can unwind in hardwood-floored apartments, observing the Golden Gate Bridge from their window before stepping out for a run around the park.
People in the park with their dogs are fun to watch. The dog people here have a really close-knit group, and they're fun. At Christmas, they have a Christmas tree over here. I mean, a tree over here where they put all their dog pictures up. Yeah, it's really cute.
Jessica Hubler is out right now playing with her dog.
His name is Buster Posey. He loves it, yes. He thinks he's the king of the park.
Hubler graduated from the University of San Francisco in 2007 after completing a master's degree in genocide studies. Soon after, she moved to one of the high-rises in Pack Heights.
Well, my grandma has lived here for about 20 years. That's actually how we got our apartment. She's been living there for so long that she knew the managers of the apartment building, and they told her that it was available, so we swooped in.
While it has a reputation as one of San Francisco's toniest neighborhoods, Pacific Heights Residents Association President Greg Scott confirms there's a lot more to it.
Pacific Heights is a very diverse neighborhood, which varies in terms of what you find in Pacific Heights depending upon what section of Pacific Heights you're in. We have a very high proportion of renters. Unlike the usual perception that Pacific Heights is full of rich people, we are a very, very diverse neighborhood with a lot of different socioeconomic levels of people.
Height restrictions established long ago have helped preserve the character of the neighborhood. And today, the sense of community can be found all around, in buildings great and small. In Pacific Heights, I'm Fatima Duran for Cross Currents.